Today is the 7th of August. Welcome to Heart of Worship. I'm JC May, and it is an honor to have you here with me on this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful day. So this is an exciting week for me because I sit down with my producer this week and we go outline the tracks that will be going on, the EP that will be released next year. We get to start mapping that out and mapping out what the music looks like. And it's not just going to be another worship and praise CD. It really is going to be something of substance. And so I'm really, really looking forward to the next phase and this next process. I'm so excited and I cannot wait to reveal at least the artwork to you guys. But with all that said, we're going to continue in the line of worship. We're going to pick up from where we left off yesterday, and our verse of the day comes from Isaiah 33:22, and it says this: The Lord is our judge, the Lord is our lawgiver, the Lord is our King. It is He who will save us. So holy and righteous judge, we are glad that our fate, our future, our life is in your hands. We know about your love for us because of your gift of Jesus. We know about your desire to save us because of your loving grace. We know you're deemed for holiness is met by the sacrifice of your Son. So God, we gladly and willingly trust you with our lives, our soul, and our eternal future to you. In your precious name we pray. And so if this is your first time here on Heart of Worship, welcome to the worship family, and welcome to a people who are hungry for God. And so we do this Monday to Saturday, and we get together on our podcast and we worship Him in spirit and in truth. We praise Him with all our hearts. And our worship should never be an emotional thing. It should never be based on our emotions or how we feel at this moment of time will determine my level of worship. Our worship should be a reflection of His grace. Our worship should be a reflection of His joy. And our worship should be a reflection of His love. Our worship is a response to His goodness. It's a response to the goodness of God. Our worship is a response to the goodness of God. Because He's worthy of our praise and worthy to be adored. So over the next few days, I want us to reflect on God's strength and what that means to us in our lives. And really declare this week that, Lord, you are my strength. In times of weakness, you are my strength. When I can't take it anymore, Father, you are my strength. When I want to give up, you are my strength. When I don't feel like doing anything, Father, you are my strength. He is, and forevermore will be the strength of my life, will be the source of my joy. The Bible says in Philippians 4 verse 13, it says, I can do all things through Him who strengthens me. I can do all this. I can do all of this through Him who gives me strength. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Isaiah 40 verse 29. He gives strength to the weary. Which means you can be having a bad day. You can be having a weak moment. And he'll increase the power of your weakness, and he'll give you strength in that moment. Notice it didn't say he gives strength to the strong, or, you know, he gives strength to the fastest person. He says he gives strength to the weary. And, you know, when we look at the word weary, it means a feeling or showing of extreme tiredness. You're worn out, you're exhausted, you're fatigued, you're overtired, you're sleepy, you're drowsy. You're spent, you're drained, you're jet-lagged, you're played out, you're deliberated, you're prostrate. You may be sick in your body. You may be fed up with where you are. You may be frustrated with something. Isaiah 40 says he gives strength to the weary. He gives strength to those who are tired. He gives strength to those who are overburdened. He gives strength to those who are sleepy and drowsy and fatigued, worn out, stressed out. And God says that he'll increase the power of the weak. He'll increase your power.
Oh, in the fullness of your grace, and in the power of your name, in the fullness of your grace, oh God, in the power of your name, you lift me up, yes you do. In the fullness, oh God.
Yeah.
In the power of your name. In the power of your name.
So I want you to worship your King, the God who gives you strength in a place of weakness, who replaces your strength when you are tired and overburdened and stressed out. I want you to begin to lift up your voice and worship that God. Worship that King, the King, the Great One, the Awesome One, the I Am That I Am. There is none. We can search all over and find nobody like our God. And so just because of who He is, let's just begin to lift up our voice.
You lift me up, oh, in the power of your name, Almighty God, in the fullness of your grace, Almighty God, you lift me up, you lift me up, oh. In the power, and the fullness of your grace.
Yeah.
Oh.
And so, Father, I just want to pray for those who need your strength right now, Father God. I want to ask you, Father God, that you replace their weakness for your strength. For everybody that is feeling fatigued and tired and overwhelmed and stressed and weary, Father God, just replace it with your strength right now. Let them feel it. Let them feel it as they go through their day. Let them feel it. Let them feel it. Father, fill them with your grace. Fill them with your power to make it through another day.
Yeah, you are my strength, oh God, strength like no other, strength like no other. Reaches to me, you are my strength. Strength like no other. Yeah. Strength like no other. It reaches to me. You are my strength, oh God. Strength like no other. Strength like no other. Strength like no other. Strength like no other, God. Oh, 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 it reaches to me. Father, you are my hope, hope like no other, God. Hope like no other. Father, it reaches to me. You are my joy, mandarabasiket. Joy like no other.
Yeah.
Joy like no other. It reaches to me. You are my strength, oh God, strength like no other, yes, strength like no other, God, reaches to me. In the fullness of your grace, in the power of your name, you lift me up. You hold my head up high. You lift me up. Oh, in the fullness of your grace, and in the power, in the power of your name, God, you lift me up. You lift me up above my enemies. You do. You lift me up. Oh, in the fullness, yeah, yeah. And in the power, in the power, in the power, yeah. Father, that's what you do. You lift me up. Oh,
Father, we want to praise and thank you for the living hope that we have in Christ Jesus, our Savior. Thank you that he's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, and that we have been placed in union with him. Thank you for the confident assurance we have in him, knowing that our eternal future is secure for us in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, our Savior. Thank you that our hope is firmly anchored in him and eternally secured in Christ, the rock of our salvation. And we pray that day by day we hold fast to the blessed hope that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, knowing that our Lord Jesus Christ is the mainstay of our soul and who is both sure and steadfast, faithful and true. We praise and thank you for the wonderful hope in Christ who died for us, and that we might have abundance of hope in this world and in the ages to come, life everlasting. To him be all the praise and glory, world without end. This we pray in your precious, precious, precious name. Amen and amen and amen. So once again, if you are new here on Heart of Worship, welcome to the Heart of Worship family. It is an honor to be able to serve you in this capacity, and I want to thank you for taking the time to worship with us today, and we pray that you continue to worship with us going forward. So there were a few things for you. We are on all the social media platforms, Heart of Worship on Facebook. If you want to follow me personally, I'm on Instagram, Facebook and Twitter, and we also have a Spotify playlist for you, where you could go and continue in your line of worship. So if you go on Heart of Worship, if you go on Spotify and type in Heart of Worship, I don't know why I'm not getting my words out today, you will find a podcast list of all the songs we sing here on Heart of Worship, and it will help you continue in your line of worship. You can also, if you want to, go ahead and follow me on Spotify also, and take a listen to my Secret Place EP, which came out 2016. But there's a lot of things happening over the next coming weeks, and I'm very, very excited. So please, family, stay tuned and keep me in your prayers as we begin the process to going all the way to the 1st of February 2019. That is the next biggest thing happening here on Heart of Worship, and I am excited and I am looking forward to seeing every single one of you at that worship night. With all that said, I'm going to leave you with this. May flowers always line your path and sunshine light your day. May songbirds serenade you every step along the way. May a rainbow run beside you in a sky that's always blue. And may happiness fill your heart each day, your whole life through. Until tomorrow, family, I love you so much. Take care, enjoy this weather, and I'll see you tomorrow. Bye.